McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Sounding a lot better tonight, New York City. We got one. Play John, play Frank, start spreading the news. The Yankees win. John, I hope you're on your way home to get some rest. We need you. We need your voice. I need my voice. Yankee fans, we need your voices. Tomorrow, which is actually today, for Game 5, with Gerrit Cole on the mound. These guys got off the mat. These guys had some pride. These guys decided, okay, we're not going to continue to embarrass everyone. Put away your broom emojis. Tell those bozos we're not getting swept. And you know what? It ain't over until it's over. 888-808-1019. That's not Juan Soto's last game in pinstripes. Aaron Judge is breaking out of it. Anthony Volpe is still him. The chicken palm potnas. His boy Austin Wells comes through. Austin Wells sits and he hits. Alex Verdugo hits a homer two nights ago. He comes through again. Gleyber Torres, who when he does something wrong in the field or just at all, he usually grabs that bat and knows he can make up for it. And man, Gleyber Torres put this game out of reach tonight. You love to see it. After last night, which was crazy, and I'll tell you what happened to me last night and why I didn't go to the game tonight, and I had to take myself out of it. I don't know. If you're a Yankee fan, you're probably superstitious like me. Little things like, you know, changing your routine. I wore my Billy's jacket on Friday and not my World Series jacket. I'm like, why did I do that? I went to the first World Series game yesterday, two nights ago now, and it was miserable. And so I took myself out of it. I didn't go tonight. Someone else had my seat tonight, and I'm glad. And I hope a lot of you went tonight because you know what? With the misery and the going down 3-0, all the talk was about they're getting swept, embarrassed. The ticket prices came down. I told y'all to wait. They wouldn't stay at $1,500 for standing room. Wait it out. Hopefully some of you did. And you got to go in there and see Paul O'Neill. Warrior, we got to work on that, buddy. It's okay. It's okay, Paul. You're still a man. We love you. We should have had you just, I don't know, put the Gatorade cooler on the mound and do your thing with that. Ashanti comes through, sings the national anthem. All right, better than how we started with the performance a couple nights ago. I had no problem with Fat Joe, but I did go home and watch it on TV, and I was like, this did not play well on the television. So better vibes. After fans see the lineup and they're saying, how do you drop Giancarlo Stanton? I said that too. How do you not give Stanton more at-bats? Well, it worked out. A bullpen game, we'll take your bullpen game. We'll put up 11 runs. And we can talk about Dave Roberts and the Dodgers doing that. That's none of my business, though. Like, how you set up your rotation, your bullpen game, how you want to put Daniel Hudson out there and the rest of these characters, Honeywell, whoever. That's none of my business. I'm in the business of winning and staying alive, and the New York Yankees have stayed alive. We're still in the World Series. 888-808-1019. We did not get swept. And tonight, I know some of you are going to talk about, don't let us get one. I know tonight some of you are going to call and say, well, here's the theory. They got the bullpen game. Call on the mound tomorrow. Force the game. Say, listen, slow it down. Please just live in it. Think about how miserable you were Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, Monday. The relief of not getting swept. The chance to take these guys to six. So then you can shut those other bozos up talking about, oh, we took them to six. You can shut that up as well. That's on the table. We get another night at the stadium with Gerrit Cole on the mound. How much talk about Gerrit Cole not pitching, and there not even being a conversation for Gerrit Cole. Well, he's pitching, and you better not drag him off the mound. He better go until he wants to get off his home mound. It better be he has nothing left. You have to take him out. Cole World, no blanket. And just as soon as they start to doubt him, not Cole, I'm talking about hashtag H11M. If you follow me on Twitter, H11M is who? Number 11, Anthony Volpe. Just as soon as they start to talk down on this 23-year-old kid who is one of us, literally grew up in our culture, in our area, as a fan, rooting for the Yankees, lived the dream, became Derek Jeter, became the shortstop of the New York Yankees. He made history tonight. Just as soon as people wanted to doubt him, just as soon as people wanted to write him off, first player all time with 4-plus ribbies, 2-plus stolen bases in a World Series game. He was the one to light that stadium up, to get the beer thrown in the air, the popcorn thrown in the air, and let the world see Yankee fans how they're supposed to look in a World Series environment in Yankee Stadium. You got to love it, man. We're still in it. We're still alive. Austin Wells off the wall. You know, Volpe should have scored, whatever. Redeemed himself. There's so many little things in this game. I don't have all night to get into it. I'm glad we saved the bullpen some. Clay Holmes, I appreciate you. Mark Leiter Jr., stay ready so you don't got to get ready. I appreciate you. Weavy Wonder continues. They're set up for tomorrow. They could throw Tim Mesa out there. And yeah, I already gave Glaber his love. Verdugo, I see you, bro. I'm not quitting on Verdugo. I'm not throwing Dominguez out there. And Judge, I see you too, whether it's a hit by pitch, an error, whatever, getting on base, breaking out, driving one in late. Judge is due for extra base hits, a homer in a crucial game 5 tomorrow. And Juan Soto, that's not his last game in pinstripes. He's going to be a factor. He's going to be a factor in the game tomorrow. Now momentum swings. Momentum is only as good as the next day's starter. Okay, let's see what Flaherty has second time around. I'm excited for it. I'll see you guys at the stadium when we come back. I'll tell you quickly why I wasn't there tonight. I'm glad. Sometimes you got to take yourself out of it. 2019, ALCS Game 5, when Hicks hit that homer off the foul pole off Verlander, I was sitting at home. Somebody else had my seat. I was happy with the results. So hopefully you went. Maybe you call up, tell us what you saw. We'll take a quick break here. I don't have a lot of time, so I want to get to the 1 o'clock break update, and then we've got an hour till 2 a.m. to take your calls and live in this and enjoy it. Keep McPherson on the Fan. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.